Good morning. I'm Robin, and this is a special edition of the Wallops Island Report. I got to tell you, for the last couple weeks, I've been doing a special about the first robotics competition with the mentors from Parkside High School here in Salisbury. But I've got members of the actual team and high school students here. So give yourselves a round of applause. They just came back from competition, and we're going to hear from their mouths what it was like. I want to first introduce, to my right, I've got John. I've also got Nick, Ian, and Katie. All right, sister. We got sister here. We're going to start with Ian. So what was the competition like? First, I do want to mention to our listeners, it was University of Maryland in College Park, April 3rd through 5th. So, Ian, give us your take on what the competition was like.
Competition for me personally was chaos. There's things happening everywhere. I was in charge of many things. I had to get the bumpers on. I had to program a little bit. I had to go around to other teams and scout. I was in charge of a whole bunch of things. There was so much going on, too. You have this little area in which you can work on your robot in, and there's so many people in there. You're squeezing by each other. You're trying to get the work done.
And how many kids and family members show up to this competition?
There are a lot of families that show up. There's a lot of just random people that show up. There's a lot of people from colleges around the world show up. There's a lot of people.
Well, you know, because this is the competition where you actually, your robots are competing, you being the builders of the robot. I should also mention there's 54 different teams that are in this competition. And what number did you guys come in?
We came in, I believe, 17th.
Yes.
Great. That is fantastic. And I'm sure the competition is really, really steep.
Yes, it is extremely hard to get ranked up on there. There's robots that do a lot of stuff that we didn't do, but they got placed last. A lot of the competition is actually just getting stuck with the right teams and not getting stuck with the right teams.
Now, John, let me ask you something. How did your robot perform?
Well, after we went through various rounds of competition, we found that our robot was ranked probably the worst in defense, but we were being the best at what we could do, which was getting goals.
Because let's explain a little bit to our listeners what this robot actually had to do. Katie, you want to pop in with this? How about Nick?
The robot had to pass to other teams through a series of three zones and also over a truss. And at the end of that, it had to pass into a goal, which is at either side of the field. And you get points kind of stored up for when you score in the goals by passing to other teams through the zones. And also you get 10 points by scoring over the truss. Now there's a small goal, which is worth 1 point, but not many people scored on that.
Now, the robot was actually passing a ball?
Yeah, it was passing a giant exercise ball.
So it's the kind of like I do Pilates on.
Yes, exactly like that.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's incredible. How long have you, John, I'm going to go around the table and ask what year you're in and how long you've been involved in the program. And you, John?
This is my first year, and I'm a freshman.
Fantastic. Nick?
This is my second year, and I'm a sophomore.
Ian?
This is my second year, and I'm junior.
And Katie?
I'm a junior, and this is my first year.
That's just amazing. What made you guys decide to want to get into this first robotics competition program?
I decided I wanted to join after my dad brought home videos of the competition my brother was in last year, and it looked like a lot of fun.
And how's it panned out for you?
It was a lot of fun, especially going to the competition.
That's fantastic. And Ian?
I was in Mr. Miles' electronics class for ATEX, and he saw how I was doing. He said, you should join the robotics team. I was like, sure, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'll be sitting there around building robots. I had no clue what I was getting into. I had no clue. We went every night until like 7:30. I thought that was a lot for 2 days a week. But then build season came around. I was there every night till like 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and it was just crazy for me.
You know, and how about you, Nick?
I decided I wanted an extracurricular activity and also maybe some technology experience coupled with, you know, the fun of building a robot.
I was on a Lego robotics team at my middle school, and when I graduated, I decided that I wanted to go to a, I wanted to do something at Parkside to meet some new people. And I heard on the announcements about a robotics competition and stuff, so I thought I might as well go check it out.
Now, for all of you, is this something that, now that you, I mean, building a robot, to me, you guys are so well on your way to be in the STEM, to do STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, in your careers. Do you, at this point, feel that that's the direction that you want to go in?
Yes.
Yeah.
I went into robotics I wanted to be a doctor at first, but after the first season of robotics, I'm a full-out engineer now.
Oh, right. You know, just to tell you, my dad, he actually was an electrical engineer. He got his degree from University of Maryland. So it was kind of cool that you guys were there. It was really neat. What's the next step? Before we go to that question, tell a little bit about how what everybody does on the team, all the different things. I do want to mention that this team is sponsored by NASA. And then as I was writing the notes that it's a NASA-sponsored team, all of you started jumping in and naming all these other sponsors that I had no idea about. Then I found out something incredible is that you guys actually wrote your own grant. Let's talk a little bit about that and mention some of the sponsors that are sponsoring your team.
Well, the grant was written for the Community Foundation, and we only asked for $2,000 from them, but we got $3,000 because they were impressed that the students wrote this.
And when we went to write the grant, we had somebody from the Board of Education, the mother of one of our students. She's involved in writing a lot of grants, so she came in and helped out our students organize how we're going to write the grant. And the way we did is actually, each person got like a subject to talk about, sort of like a paragraph,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of students came together and wrote their paragraphs, and we compiled them together as a team.
That is just, I mean, that blew my mind, and I literally found that out about 15 minutes ago, so really my hat's off to you. You know, I did come in and meet your team probably, what, about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and, you know, Amy Davis from NASA, I've been working with her and knew about the program for 6 years now, but to physically come there and see how hard you guys and gals work blew me away. As you mentioned, Ian, that you know you're there. This is a huge, huge amount of time and dedication that it takes to be involved in this program, and also all the different aspects of it. If we can go around the room quickly and just tell me what aspect were you primarily involved in, and we'll start with you, John.
I was kind of the odd one out. I did basically anything I could get my hands on.
That's actually the odd man in.
Yeah.
Nick?
I worked with various subsystems, including the lifter, which did not get to be on the robot.
Well, that's part of engineering, right?
Yeah.
This year I was a programmer. I was in charge of programming the robot, getting it to move, figuring out all the program. This is my first year programming, so I had to figure out the program itself, too. I was also, basically, I helped with everything I could. In the beginning of the season, I was in charge of leading a prototyping group. And I helped a group of people prototype different things for the robot.
Fantastic. And Katie?
I was mostly on the business team. Like, I helped with fundraising and community outreach.
You know, I want to make another point that this robotics program, it's not only building a robot, which to me just sounds incredible just in that one statement, but you do, Katie, it's like you do go into the business aspect and the promoting aspect. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, there's like more to learn from this than engineering because we can't have the team unless we have money because it's really expensive to build a robot, obviously. But, yeah, we...
How about the community outreach?
Well, this year we helped out with Halo at the soup kitchen, and we also volunteered for the at the first Lego League competition.
Wow. Oh, because the Lego League, that's an elementary school competition, correct? That's part of this first robotics?
Yes. Sort of a precursor. Lego League is sort of like the middle school version of FIRST Robotics.
And John, is that what you were involved in?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. This is just fabulous. What do you do from here? You were 17 out of 54, which is just fantastic. What is the season over? What's up now?
Right now is when we start focusing on doing fundraising, things like that, and also getting out into the community a lot more. And what we can do for him right now with a robot is every year there's a competition in Baltimore called the Battle of Baltimore, where you can take the robot from last year and compete in it. Like, it's not an unofficial event, but you compete with the robot again, and right now we can start preparing for that and perfecting your robot.
So you are allowed to work on it and say, okay, maybe this wasn't, as you mentioned, the defense wasn't what it should be, so let's figure that out and work on that and bring it to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
When is that competition?
It's in September.
Oh, good. So you guys will really still function as a team through the summer?
Yes. Well, I know last year we met at the library because we couldn't meet at the school because there's no air conditioning at the school during the summer. But we met at the library and we worked on many different projects for fundraising and things like that.
That is just great. Before we have to wrap it up, I do want to mention that your mentors. You have a lot of mentors. Dave and Jenny Miles, I've gotten to know them quite well and just think the world of them. You always are looking for mentors, aren't you, your teams?
Yes, we always want mentors for our team. There's so many students on our team. I believe there's like 30 students. There's 30 students on the team at one given point. And having five mentors is not the most efficient thing to have because you want to make sure everything's safe. You need to make sure everything's going right. And if something's going wrong and the mentor's not there, something bad could happen.
So I'll get more information on people that want to be a mentor, where they can get in touch with these, who would set them up. I just want to thank you guys so much for coming in because I know you're on spring break, so it's a big deal. And I would like to have you come back in again. And just thank you so much. Before we go, though, I do also want to mention, I was so impressed with, there is a local team that's moving on to the finals. T-Rex, and how you guys are so proud of them. And you came in, I mean, Ian, when you first came in, you said, yeah, but T-Rex is going to the finals. So that's another thing, just the way that you all support each other and work together. My hat's off to you. You are a terrific, terrific group of young people. And me, for one, am so happy to see that our future going in hands like yours. So thank you very much, guys, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Wallops Island Report today. Have a wonderful weekend.